You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, we get you caught up on Monday Night Football. Eagles in L.A. visiting the Chargers. That one goes to overtime in 20 minutes. Notre Dame Complaint Fest 2025 continues, this time with a shot at the ACC. Oh, yeah, it's not stopping yet. Then it is a Take Tuesday at 6:40. And if you're going to stick around with us all morning or maybe come back at some point, the great Joe Theismann joins us to talk a little Commanders, but also Notre Dame football at 8:20. Chelsea, good morning to you. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. It sounds like some of these teams need an elf on the shelf. Jenks, are you aware with this new tradition that they have for kids to make them behave?
This brand new tradition? I do know of elf on the shelf.
When we were growing up, right? Did you have an elf on the shelf?
I don't remember elf on the shelf, but it's been around for a while, right? Like, it's not like in the last couple of years or something.
No, but I mean that, like, I don't remember it at all growing up.
Okay.
Like, it was something that had to be introduced to me because it's a new tradition for us. But
oh, gotcha.
It's, I don't know, it gets mixed reviews because some people, like, get really into it. And then some people are like, that's for bad kids. And that's for kids who don't know how to behave.
Kids.
And they need some type of disciplinarian in the household. But it's fun. And we do it in our house. Like, I don't go all out. But yeah, we have an elf. Her name is Bowie, and currently she is swinging from the chandelier.
Is she named for David Bowie while she swings on the chandelier? How did we come up with that name?
Blake came up with it. She comes up with, like, random names. Like, she always comes up with, like, these random names for, like, her dolls, and you're like, where did you even get that? So I don't know if she gets it from, like, these shows, because
right.
I will say, like, the branding and the marketing for Elf on the Shelf is great. They also have the shows, which drive the purchases of the elves on the shelves. So we've seen all of the little episodes on Netflix as well.
I saw an Elf on the Shelf bit yesterday on TikTok, and I can't even repeat it. I'm like, what is this? And it was some dude being the elf on the shelf while in the bathroom. I don't know. I was like, this is not a trend, right? Please tell me it's not. So when I heard you mention that, I was like, is this something I need to be aware of? But I'm glad you're going old school elf on the shelf, at least over the past decade or so. Well, we got some football to talk about, but before that, let's talk about our bets from last night. Didn't filling in yesterday, or was it? No, it was Kate Constable? Okay, my bad on that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go over that in a second. How'd you do, Chelsea?
Yeah, so I didn't love this game from a betting perspective just because I didn't think I could trust either of these offenses. So the hypothesis was I thought this game was going to be close. I didn't see anybody blowing out the other team, and I thought it was going to be low scoring. And that was the case. And the way that I play that was a same game teaser. Chargers plus 7 and the under 49 minus 125. That was a win. And it saved me from some sweat because obviously you look at the final score and I could have just played the Chargers and the under. But it's nice to have a little wiggle room. So I guess I could have had a 2-0 night if I would have trusted my instincts. But instead, we played conservative and we got an easy win.
That's all right. A dub is a dub is a dub. As for Kate, she had the Chargers on the money line. That's a winner. Had Jalen Hurts over 29.5 rushing yards, had only 8 yards. So a loss there and a loss on a Hurts anytime touchdown at plus 105 early in the season. That was definitely big minus money, just not last night. So it is just a Tuesday. Chelsea, you're 1-0. Kate is 1-2. And this is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for being with us. Last night out in L.A., the Chargers taking care of business against the Eagles, 22-19 in overtime. The Chargers getting two. They are plus 115 on the money line and the under hitch just barely. Total set at 42. We get 41 points, and the Chargers get going early.
Second down and goal. Herbert, wide open touchdown. Rookie Omarion Hampton, welcome back.
Hampton back from injury, makes it 7-0 Chargers, call courtesy of ESPN. Eagles go ahead 16-13 in the fourth when Saquon Barkley rushes for a 54-yard touchdown. He had 122 yards in the night. But L.A. has Dicker the kicker. Drills 5 field goals in this game, including a clutch 46-yarder to send this game to overtime, tied at 19. Hits a 54-yarder to give the Chargers the lead in the extra session. And that's when Jalen Hurts tries to win it.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off, intercepted, and the Chargers win the ball game.
Once again, Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Hurts, his fourth interception of the game. The Chargers stay 2 games out of first in the AFC West. The Eagles have lost 3 straight. Gutsy win by the Chargers. My guess, though, is that today much of the talk will be about Hurts, his 4 picks, not all his fault, and the Eagles, who have now lost 3 straight because they look like they are completely lost right now.
Yeah, this almost has a similar feel to what Sunday Night Football was, where the Chiefs lose a game, and usually we talk about the winners first, but the bigger storyline is the team that played in a Super Bowl. And in this one, it's the team that won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, if you told me going into this week that Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts would combine for 0 touchdowns and 7 interceptions and 2 losses, I would have said you are crazy. Like, think about these two teams just a year ago. And I think that's the tough part probably for Eagles fans, because it's not like the Chiefs were absolutely dominant last year, but they still made it to a Super Bowl. But you look at this Eagles team, and especially with the way that the defense is playing this year, and hell, even Saquon Barkley had a great game last night, and it just feels like a wasted effort when you have a game from Jalen Hurts in which he even had a chance to win this game. Like, that's how good the defense was. When your quarterback has no touchdowns and 4 picks, you would think you don't have a prayer in that game. But somehow the Eagles stayed in this game. And I do think the narrative would be very different if Jalen Hurts did not throw that final interception. But he did. And so this is going to be the narrative moving forward, is that I think the Eagles are going to be tied to whatever Jalen Hurts does, because at the end of the day, quarterback play is still very important. You can blame the play calling. It wasn't great either. But overall, it was a very disappointing effort. Once again, from an Eagles offense that feels like they have not found any answers over the last several weeks.
Yeah, they're getting worse. That's the thing about the Eagles. Yeah. They're starting to sort of fall apart right in front of us. And don't you know, this whole Jalen Hurts narrative with him not following the play calls, or not necessarily not following the play calls, but not releasing the ball when he should, his timing being off, him not really following the game plan according to what everyone else believes it should be, just kind of doing his own thing. That's what we keep hearing, whatever that means. Even this week, there were reports that Nick Sirianni, in order to try and help the offense, was speaking more to his team when they were talking about their offensive philosophy going into each and every single game. He was being more hands-on. It didn't help. So all this talk about Jalen Hurts not really being a fit or kind of
just being in his own little nebulous and not fitting in with the rest of the game plan is going to continue. And the numbers bear that out. It is crazy, as talented as the Eagles are. And that's the one thing that I think everyone's trying to reconcile. The talent is there. I mean, we saw it last year. Talk about the defending Super Bowl champions. The talent is there. And yet, by almost every measure, you know, whether it's scoring, whether it's yards per play, whether it's converting on first and second down, whatever the measurement is, the Eagles rank near the bottom, or certainly in the bottom third of the league, at least. And I frankly don't know what the answer is.
Right. And then earlier in the season, they had bad offensive stats, but they were still winning games. Mm-hmm. And now they're not winning games. So, like, that's the bottom line. And it feels like a team that also is lacking when it comes to chemistry. So it does feel like, you brought this up the other day, it's starting to feel like that team in 2023. They got bounced in the first round of the playoffs and looked like they didn't even show up to that game against the Bucs. So I don't know what to expect from this team, but I will say this. The NFC is not an easy field this year, so they better bring it in the postseason. And right now, I am not planning on that to happen for the Eagles. It feels like they are still stuck in last year.
Yeah. The Eagles are a hot couple that just doesn't like each other, you know? Like, you look at them on the outside and you're like, wow, she's really beautiful and he's super handsome. Oh, they must have just the best relationship. They have all the talent in the world and all of the fame and all of the money and all these things that potentially you would want. And yet, they just don't like each other. That's the one vibe from the Eagles. They don't really enjoy playing football. There's no joy there. When you see the Eagles play, does this look like a team that's having fun, that enjoys one another, or does it look like a team that's just kind of like grinding it out? I was like, yeah, we got talent. This isn't any fun, though. Like, nobody's having any fun in Philly. As for the Chargers, we probably should give them some credit here because they got a dub. Now they're two games back for the lead in the AFC West behind the Broncos. And our guy, Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh. After the game, Harbaugh is just one money quote after the other. And he said he would put this win in the conversation with the joy he experienced during the birth of his seven children and also his marriage. And he was kind of joking, but kind of not. He's like, I'm not saying it's the same. He's saying the joy that I get is the same. It's like, yeah, you know, when I married Sarah, very similar to when Cameron Dicker kicked that 54-yarder. Very similar. But that's Harbaugh, and guys love playing for him, and the Chargers are in the fight.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that was sarcasm. Like,
I know. You know, it's Harbaugh, crazy.
You're thinking, this man really loves football. So this one had to feel good, winning this one in overtime, and especially when your quarterback is coming off hand surgery. What a gutsy day from Justin Herbert. I didn't have this on my bingo card either, that Justin Herbert would outrush Jalen Hurts by about 60 yards. Oof. That's the craziest part. Justin Herbert was the most effective rusher for LA. 10 carries, 66 yards. And usually you see guys coming off of injuries and you think, okay, this guy's not going to take off and run because he's probably going to be cautious. No, Justin Herbert was full steam out there. So I understand he wasn't 100% and they did have some injuries on the offensive line. But at the end of the day, a win is a win is a win. And, you know, both these defenses played really well because some of these turnovers, maybe you can credit the Chargers and say, okay, you know, they forced Jalen Hurts into making some bad decisions. I don't know. Maybe that's a little questionable. But still, the defense for the Chargers all season long has been one of the best at limiting those big plays. And they were good in the red zone, too. So the Chargers defense certainly deserves credit for keeping them in this game because it's not like Justin Herbert really lit up the stat sheet through the air, only 139 yards passing and 12 of 26. But, you know, this time of year, it's survive in advance. So I think that was the thing. It's like whoever came away with the win, like, you don't need style points in the NFL. That's for college.
That's yes, that's right. Style points exclusively for the college game. Also, people are going to be talking about this today. Did you see the Laura Rutledge interview with Justin Herbert right after the game where Laura, of course, working for ESPN, ABC, trying to track down Justin Herbert, and he really didn't want to talk. He said, I really want to enjoy this with my teammates, and then eventually stopped, talked very quickly with her, and someone said, this is just incredibly rude. And I kind of thought, I understand that. That is your responsibility when you're in the NFL and when you're the quarterback. But I think this is a little more nuanced, because if you know Justin Herbert, the person, he really, really does not like the spotlight that comes with this job. I understand that's part of it, and there is responsibility there. But he himself, this is very much in line with who he is.
Right, but it's Monday Night Football, and like, she's the reporter for the broadcast. Like, this is nothing new, and you're the quarterback of the team. Like, he's not an offensive lineman, so it's not like this probably snuck up on him. Like, just give your standard answers. Like, that's the thing. Like, in life as an adult, there are certain battles that sometimes you just leave it on the table. You're like, listen, it's not worth the struggle. Who cares? Let's just get, you know, this question going, and I'll give you some standard answers, because nobody's going to fault him for that. If he just gave her some short answers, you know, he did his job. He's here so he doesn't get fined. So I understand that he is introverted and he's not big on the media. But at the end of the day, you're the quarterback for the winning team in a primetime NFL game. And this is how you get paid, because these games are on national TV.
No, I get that. And you're right. I just think I see someone who is uncomfortable. I know a lot of people see Rude. I see someone who is really uncomfortable in that moment. And he does have that responsibility. There's no question about it. But knowing him and knowing how introverted he is, this is just, I think it just makes him feel awkward. And because of that awkwardness, it can come off as aloof or rude or unappreciative or not understanding the moment. I think he does, but he's just, I get it though. 30 seconds. Hey. One game at a time. Great win for us. Credit to the defense. You could probably do that. Coming next on the show. The Irish lashed out after not making the college football playoff, and they are not done yet. That's Chelsea. I'm Jenks. It is a Tuesday here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for being with us. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Great to have the whole crew back coming up here on the show. Luck of the Irish? Not in college football in 2025. Can I tell you how lucky I am this morning? I need to go gamble. It's going to be a good week. That's the hope. I got out of my lift this morning, and I was walking. I was pretty early for me, walking into the building, and I'm just like, dur, 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 dur. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm like, wait, where's your computer? Where's your computer bag? Oh, God, the hair standing up on my arm. I'm like, you left it in the lift? Oh, this has, it's the only computer I have. It has all of my commander's credentials. I'm like, this is, oh my God. And thank you, Jesus. I called the Lyft driver. I texted him first. And of course, I'm on the app trying to figure out how to do this because this isn't something that people do on a regular basis, at least. And so texted him, called him. He picked right up. And I was like, I'm so sorry you just dropped me off. Could you please just run back by? My bag's in the back seat. I'll give you a really nice tip. I'd appreciate it. He's like, yeah, no problem. 5 minutes later, pulls right up. Oh, God. So lucky. So lucky. If he had driven off, not answered the phone, I'm out. I got to buy a new computer and then go through the whole process of trying to get into Northwest Stadium, go back out to Ashburn, all that nonsense. I'm really lucky. This is the day when you say, ooh, now I got to go hit the tables because luck is on my side. That's all I need. It's just a little sign that a blackjack it is.
See, I'm the opposite. I feel like I've already used my luck for the day. Like, oh, I don't really know how you feel about luck, but I feel like there's like a finite amount for each day to where if you're hitting all the green lights, if something good happens to you, if you find, you know, a dollar on the ground, that like I'm not expecting any more luck for the day. It's similar to when you have a really good run in betting where you're like, okay, I've won all my bets this week. When's the other shoe gonna drop? And maybe that's not the great way to look at life where you're like, okay, something bad's gonna happen, right?
Right.
But that is nice. And I will say, you know, from a macro perspective, it's always nice when people surprise you in a good way. Because all you see, it feels like, is like the bad in people and how the world is just awful now and nobody talks to their neighbors. So it is nice to have your faith restored a little bit in humanity. And it was nice that that was a good interaction.
Yes, it was. And I've been really lucky a few times. There's one time, one time here in D.C., I left my phone, never got it back. One time in Vegas, I told that story. I chased that dude around and got it back. And then, but most of the time, I mean, this is over a long period of time, but the last time I bought my phone, this phone, I'd had it for less than 24 hours, left it in the back of an Uber. I was like, oh my God, got it back. But the worst is when you're standing like on the corner and you're just waiting for the next car. Like, is that it? Is that a RAV4? No, it's a Kia. No, it's not. Is that a RAV4? No, that's a Corolla. And I did that a few times, but got it back. All good now. No worries.
But you've also taken a lot of Ubers. So,
yes.
I don't know, who studies, actual luck. Because I feel like we actually do it a little bit on the show, you know, with betting. We're like, okay, what's luck and what's chance? You take so many Ubers that I would assume that, some of these people have to be nice. Because we've heard about all the bad ones.
Yes.
Jenks, I was actually thinking about you the other day because when we were in Florida, we took an Uber that was missing an entire bumper. I was like, this sounds like one of the Uber drivers Jenks would talk about. Rolling up to, you know, commander's practice where everybody's coming in their fancy cars. And here comes this, Toyota Corolla that does not have a front bumper.
Yeah, it does happen. Had an awful ride yesterday afternoon. I won't even get into that. But then I'm like, guess what? We spun it forward this afternoon or this morning, and all worked out just fine. Things have not worked out just fine for Notre Dame. Man, you talk about
a school, an athletic department that is so unhappy. So, as we know, they didn't make the playoff. They've already called the college football playoff a farce. The Irish are not playing in a bowl game. And they're not done yet. They are not done crying yet. Notre Dame AD Pete Bavakwa went off on the ACC yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show.
Well, I would tell you, I mean, again, I have tremendous respect for Miami. You know, great team, great school. Their athletic director, Dan Radakovich, is a good friend. And all the teams in the ACC, great, wonderful universities. We have no gripes about any of the schools in the ACC. But we were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack, you know, their biggest, really, business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of our other sports. And I would tell you, Dan, I wouldn't be honest with you if I didn't say that they have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame.
What do you mean?
Just we didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami. Miami has every right to do that. But it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. And, you know, that's just not something we chose to do. We wouldn't choose to do that in the future, and people might disagree with us, but that's just not something that we'd be comfortable with. And again, we have no problem with any of these teams. These are all great teams. You know, you look at those teams, Miami, like I said, great season. They beat us. You think about Alabama, nobody's had more success in college football over the last decade than Alabama. But Dan, you know, I mean, you follow this sport so closely. Everybody was saying that we were one of a handful of teams that could win this whole thing.
Yeah.
And now we have 0% chance. Even Nick Saban, you know, nobody knows more about college football, maybe in the history of the world, than Nick Saban. You know, and he said it yesterday, like, how is Notre Dame not in this? I mean, everybody is just kind of confused and perplexed. And we don't have good answers for the kids on our team, for our student athletes.
Are you going to reevaluate your relationship with the ACC, the overall relationship?
I would just say it's been strained.
This is such loser talk. This is loser talk. I am tired of the Notre Dame whining tour 2025 to wind things down at the end of the year. Like, this is Notre Dame's fault in that they want their cake and eat it too, right? They want to be a part of a conference in a lot of sports, but they want to be independent in football. So when push comes to shove, who do you think the ACC is going to advocate for? The teams that play football in the conference, of course, obviously. But Notre Dame's like, but we're Notre Dame. We're the Fighting Irish. We're your best partner. Yes, you might bring in the eyeballs and the financials, but not during football season. You're not a member of the ACC, and you're not the only school in the country who is aggrieved. I went to Texas. I'm not happy either. There are a lot of schools that can make a legitimate case for making the college football playoff, and those schools didn't get in. But I don't see any other athletic director or any other school going around the country saying, this is a farce. We're taking our ball. We're going home. We're not going to play in our bowl game. And this relationship is strained. Dude, that's part of the deal. It sucks, but you're not alone here, and you don't play football in the ACC.
Right. You can't say, oh, we're too good for the ACC in football, and then expect them to go to bat for you. Why would they? You don't give them your business in the biggest revenue sport. Here's the thing. Like, this feels like the definition of crashing out. Does it not, when you're just swinging for people who don't even, you know, have a part in your downfall? Because, like, the ACC was probably caught off guard by this. But, like, you're talking about us? You're blaming us for this.
Right.
Oh, here I thought you lost those games outright yourself. And here I thought you didn't want to be in our conference when it came to football. I feel like you play this quote, and 100% of college football fans would roll their eyes at least once listening to this, right?
Yes.
Like, Jenks, our facial expressions listening to this, how many times did we roll our eyes? Because it wasn't just one time, it was multiple times. Where it's like, oh, everybody who's everybody says Notre Dame was going to win the national championship. And you're like, what? That has nothing to do with it. You have to prove it. You know, you have to win the games that are on the field. And at the end of the day, all these teams who are complaining that they're not in, mm-hmm. we've expanded the playoff. Like, there are 12 teams that get in. Remember the days of the BCS where there were teams that literally could have won a national championship and were undefeated? What was it that year that Auburn was, like, undefeated and they still didn't get in the national championship game? Those teams have a right to be angry. If you don't get in a 12-team playoff, go home.
It sucks. I get it. And I was stunned that they didn't make it. I thought Notre Dame deserved to be in. And at the same time, it doesn't mean you go around on this cross-country tour and tell everyone how angry you are and how unfair it is. You're not alone here. This is a part of the process. It doesn't matter if it's four teams, 12 teams. And I think changes need to be made. There's no question about it. Because for me, this is a very simple thing. And this year, it's different because they have to abide by these rules put in place. And I guarantee you, we're going to see changes. To me, I look at this bracket and I say, are these the best 12 teams in the college football world right now? No. And that's what you want. You want the 12 best teams. These are not the 12 best teams. If they were, we wouldn't see a couple teams that are three touchdown underdogs in the opening round when you're talking about 12 teams. So were that to change, we would see more competitive games. And who knows? This is part of the fun, too. You have smaller schools like JMU that make it. So that's all well and fine. That's part of the process. We're going to see changes. But as for Notre Dame, unfortunately, this is where we are, and you are not alone. It comes across as you needing to get over yourself. Like, just because you're Notre Dame doesn't mean that you receive special privileges or you get special consideration or people should look at you differently. Maybe you look at it that way. And of course, your fan base, which is huge, looks at it that way. But that doesn't mean everyone else has to fall in line and say, oh, but you're Notre Dame. And that's how they're looking at it.
Right. I think there are other teams that have a right to be angry as well. And for Notre Dame, who gets, it feels like, innate credit, because this is the bone I have to pick sometimes with college football, is that we have these preseason rankings and these teams who are the top tier programs year after year. It's like they're innocent until proven guilty. Meanwhile, you have teams like Vanderbilt who have to go out there and prove it. And week by week, they have to move up in the standings because they don't get that, you know, credit just from the jump. So, like, Notre Dame's one of those teams that gets that credit from the jump. And then let me ask you about this, Jinx. The fact that Notre Dame's not going to be playing in a bowl game.
Okay.
This feels unfair to the players.
It is.
Because think about the guys who this is maybe their last football game and they're not going to play in the NFL. The bowl experience is still a fun one, and it's still one, you know, more game to spend with your team. Now, after I see all of the players who opt out of these bowl games, maybe I changed my tune on this a little bit. But still, like, how many pouty things can you do, you know, crashing out about this college football playoff?
Yeah, it is unfair. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you guys know the answer. Did they have some sort of vote? Did the players vote that they didn't want to play in a bowl game? I feel like this was an executive athletic department decision.
It was a graphic made immediately. And we just found out. We're like, well, I guess they're not doing it. They're skipping out the Pop-Tart Bowl, too. They got all the new flavors this year. It's a bad time to do it.
And this is when you take away from the spirit of the game. Like, sure, if there's guys that opt out, fine. For every player that opts out who doesn't want to play, maybe he's going to the pros or whatever, there's going to be some guy that you don't know about unless you follow the team intently, and this is his final game in a Notre Dame uniform. And he deserves to go and enjoy the bowl experience and to try and go out a winner. At the end of the day, it's still a game. You should still be able to enjoy playing the game and going out by having the bowl experience. That's part of the fun of college football.
It makes me wonder what the future of bowl games will be. And I saw something interesting where I think it was Rick Neuheisel, who's been on our show before, suggested that maybe bowl season should be at the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about that? Like, I think that would be interesting because here's the thing. Like, for you and being a Texas fan, do you think Texas is going to continue to schedule really tough non-conference opponents at the first of the year?
No.
I feel like there's no incentive to.
No. Under the current system, that will not happen. Texas has already said that. And that's sort of the prevailing thought, which is okay. And I didn't see it as come across as whining. They're just like, there's no incentive. Like, why would we do this if we're going to be punished? And I know people want to point to that Florida loss. Okay, fine. But if Texas doesn't lose to Ohio State, they're in. So that's the way it is. I accepted that that's sort of how the process works right now. But moving forward, if this is the selection criteria, then there's no reason to potentially punish yourself down the line. So these big schools who play these huge out-of-conference games, non-conference games to start the year, it's going to end.
Especially at the start of the year, when you don't even have like your ducks in a row, when you have young quarterbacks, like it's less of an incentive. So it just feels like we're going to have to wait, you know, until mid-season, until conference play starts to get some good football.
Yeah, and then it also stifles the idea that teams can be playing their best football at the end of the year as opposed to the first of the year when things are completely different. So that's another factor as well. Coming up next year on the show, we're going to continue talking college football and the NFL when we bring in Double D and D-Day for a Take Tuesday. It is next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great holiday season. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, it's a Tuesday, so we're going to bring in D-Day and Double D and find out if we can expect some blowouts, perhaps, in the college football playoff in a couple weeks. Hear their takes. Chelsea, I didn't get to ask. I saw one picture. How was Blake's birthday party?
Ah, it was a smash hit. She had a great time. All the kids had a great time as well. And we had 16 kids, which is a big step up from like all of her other birthday parties in the past. But we had it at a gymnastics facility, so it wasn't at our home. Thank God. But they did little obstacle courses. And I think the main thing was is that like all of her friends from school came that are like in her little circle. Because, like, you know how it is in school. Like, and we joked about, you know, when we got, like, the first wave of, like, people RSVPing. And when the most popular boy in their class RSVP'd, then everybody had to be at Blake's birthday party. So that was a big deal. And, of course, you know, this boy at school that she talks about all the time. But she says, oh, we're not friends, Mom. We don't like each other. But she talks about him constantly. And, of course, he got her a stuffy, and she's been sleeping with it every night. And you're like, oh, brother, here we go. She is a ripe age of 6 years old, and we're already going with the boy stuff.
Man, that's early. I was trying to think the first time I was like, oh, I like girls. And it was probably like, I don't know, late elementary. Oh, I take that back. Like third or fourth grade, something like that. I don't know. I kissed some girl under the table at, like, daycare or something, or, like, after school, you know. I remember that. Something, I mean, nothing crazy or anything like that, but I remember that, like, one of those memories burned in your head because you're trying to, like, discover yourself and everything that's happening. So, well, there you are.
Yeah, but the problem is there are multiple girls who like this boy.
Oh,
so,
no. Already?
It's kind of a competition, and it's like, okay, I'm doing this for Blake so she has a good time, but... Also, it's funny what shapes, like, your social status at school to where it's like, oh, she had a really good party. Like, I remember even in college, I felt like I had a lot of friends simply because I was one of the only people who had a car, you know, in our class.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, by virtue of that, I had to be invited to things. So, I am trying as a parent to put her in a good position to, like, I don't know, like, popularity's not a big deal. But you don't want her to be like a social pariah where like nobody wants to talk to her either. So it's funny. It's funny going through that whole process again. And I know at some point I'm going to be like, listen, this is not when you're supposed to peak. You do not peak in elementary. You do not peak in middle school, and you don't peak in high school. So I understand that boy who, you know, plays quarterback for your high school football team feels like a big deal now. But listen, he's going to be walking around Sonic with his Letterman jacket 15 years after he ends up, you know, not playing football in college. So just be careful.
I was, you talk about status. I always remember this story from high school where I was, you know, sophomore, and one of the senior cheerleaders, I'll just say her name, Julie, and she really liked me, and I really liked her, but she couldn't. And I knew it, and she knew it, but she couldn't get over the social status of it, the high school social status, you know what I mean? You know, I wasn't some crazy, awesome athlete or anything like that. But we'd kind of hang out a little bit, and she just couldn't get over the mental aspect of, well, I should be dating some senior, some guy who plays for the basketball team, which I think she did, and she just couldn't get past it. It was so, like, even now... It's funny. I saw her a few years ago, and she was great. We had a good time talking to each other. But even then, I could recognize, like, she's not going to get through here.
It just feels like in high school, it's like a hierarchy where it's not like who do you match well with or who do you vibe with the most. It's like the most popular girl has to date the most popular boy. And, like, even at our school, we had that, and they dated for a long time. And now the girl bats for the other team. So, clearly, they were not in love.
Switch hitter. Talent. Cal Raleigh back in the day. Well, I'll tell you who we like on the show. Double D and D-Day. Let's break out the tanks.
It's time for Take Tuesday. Are these takes hot?
So hot.
So hot.
Or not?
You can't handle the truth.
And with that, we bring in the bearded wonder. Double D. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, the conversations. All right, let's get right into this. Chelsea, I'll come to you first. If Notre Dame played in the SEC or the Big Ten schedule, they would have been no better than a three-loss team or worse. They are the most entitled football program in college football.
Okay, I definitely agree with the last part. They are certainly the most entitled football program in college football simply because they don't feel the need to join a conference. And then they point their finger at the ACC and be like, you guys threw us under the bus. You mean the team that you didn't, the conference you didn't want to join? So yes, they are the most entitled program in college football, but it would depend on the schedule, because nowadays that there's so many teams in the SEC, not all SEC teams have really difficult schedules. And we saw that with Texas A&M. So it would depend on their opponents. I still think they're a good team. Like, that's the tough part is, like, I want to crash on them, but, like, they were playing good football down the stretch. So I don't know if they would be, you know, a three-loss team. Maybe they would be. But all that matters is what's in the real universe. Like, we can't live off hypotheticals because, like, that's the thing. Like, they lost those close games. We'd be like, well, it was close. At the end of the day, sports is decided by wins and losses. So you can't complain about the games you didn't win. So I agree with you partly. I do think they're entitled, but I'm not so sure about, you know, what they would do with an SEC or Big Ten schedule.
Yeah, I know I went off on this in the previous segment, so I won't say too much more here, but I totally agree. And this is a pitch-perfect example of why Notre Dame is thought of that way and why and how they think of themselves, because we're seeing it right now. They're throwing a public hissy fit in front of everyone because they believe we're Notre Dame. So I agree.
All right, we'll stay in college football for my first take. We got two G5 matchups. Yay. Inclusion. Hooray. Both those teams are going to get smacked. I think both Tulane and James Madison lose by at least 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. I kind of agree, honestly. Like, love JMU. They're a great story. They're local. But Oregon is just, it's just next level. I mean, look at JMU's conference compared to the Big Ten. It's just not close. And Summerall has done an amazing job at Tulane. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the Green Wave, but taking on Ole Miss, I know the Lane train isn't there any longer, but they're just going to get outclassed. This is when the difference in conference competition and the difference in talent really makes itself known. And so we kind of saw that last year in a lot of the opening round games. I think we're going to see it again, unfortunately. So, yeah, I agree.
I think when it comes to Ole Miss, like, we've already seen this game because Ole Miss and Tulane already played and Ole Miss won 45-10. But when it comes to Oregon, like, the only sabotage factor I can think of, because obviously on the surface you see this and you're like, duh, they're going to boat race them. Mm-hmm. But when some of these teams are playing at their home stadiums and we're talking about, like, the month of, what is it, December or January, these games are going to be played at, is there a chance there's going to be bad weather for Oregon? That's the only thing I can think of, because the only way that some of these teams keep it close is that we've seen in some of these games that are, like, colder, they have bad weather. You know, Oregon is winning some of these games, but maybe not by 21 points, because you saw that game against, like, Wisconsin, that was 21-7. Of course, Iowa, and I do feel like Iowa is a step above, you know, what we're going to see from JMU, but maybe there's a pathway. Like, I'm not saying that this will be an easy bet. Like, maybe it's a sweat towards the end when it comes to JMU, but it just kind of depends on, you know, the complexion of the game. But I don't think that either of these teams really have a fighting chance to win outright.
Yeah, I tend to agree as well. And like we said, or like you said, we have a sample size from earlier this season. Not always the same, but definitely sort of a harbinger of what we might see in the playoff. All right, Double D.
All right, I'm going to come right back to you, Jenks.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFC, there will be a team that goes 11-6 this year and miss out on the playoffs.
You know, at first when I read this, I was like, no way. But also, looking at the records, particularly in the NFC North and the NFC West, yeah, some really good team is going to get left out. Just in the NFC North alone, Packers, Bears, and Lions all have 8 wins. And the Rams, Seahawks, and Niners out in the West all have at least 9 wins. So by virtue of the fact we're obviously going to have other division winners, some really great team is going to be left out. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so as well, because you look at the records now. Like, here are the wild card teams as it stands now. Seahawks 10-3, Niners 9-4, Bears 9-4, Lions 8-5. And so you look at the Niners, and right now they have the tiebreak over Chicago based on win percentage in conference games. So, like, there's definitely a pathway where, you know, the Bears could win two more games and still be left out of the postseason if you look at some of those other teams in those divisions. The NFC is just tough this year.
Yeah, no question about it.
Well, let's do the same song and dance on the AFC side. I think both the Chiefs and the Ravens are going to be on the outside looking in come postseason time.
Yeah. I think so,
too. The Chiefs for sure, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe the Ravens is the only question mark, because they can still win the division, because it's not like anybody's running away with the AFC North. But it would be wild. I think we're all trying to wrap our heads around the fact that the Chiefs won't even be in the playoffs this year. But, like, it's December 9th, Jenks. Like,
yeah.
They're running out of time.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that at some point, it's really difficult to accept that a franchise with incredible quarterbacks, all-world quarterbacks, and incredible histories and talent just aren't going to get it done, because we give them the benefit of the doubt again and again and again. But we're not mid-season. Like, this is late in the year, and these teams are who they are, and maybe the Ravens have a chance, a better chance than the Chiefs, but I'm kind of like you. At the end of the day, these teams just aren't very good. Coming up next, we'll continue talking AFC football and decide if we still trust the Colts. That is next on the Daily Tip, and it is here on the BetMGM Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.